January 23rd, 1995, interviewing Mr. Eugene Barger by Carly Blair.
Let's take on the first one.
Okay, what's your full name?
Eugene Lewis Barger. Barger.
Barger?
Mm-hmm.
Where was your place of birth?
Woodmere Lake.
Woodmere Lake?
Mm-hmm.
In your home?
Pardon?
Were you born in your home?
Home, yes.
Who delivered you?
Nan Begon.
Do you have any brothers and sisters?
Yes.
How many?
I had four brothers, three sisters.
What are their names?
It's Clifton, Robert, Althea, Doris, Lola. Oh, wait a minute. Doris, Roy,
Lawrence,
and Lawrence, me, and Lola. Okay?
Okay. Do you have any children?
Yes.
How many?
Four.
What are their names?
Robert, Keith, and Brenda, and Judy.
Where do the kids live?
Bob lives in Terrace, Keith lives in Stewart, Brenda lives in Calgary, and Judy lives in Courtney.
Okay. What was your mother's maiden name?
Maiden name? Lovely Whitefield.
Okay. What was your father's full name?
Henry Clifton Barger.
When did your parents move to Smithers?
I don't remember the exact date. I think it was in the early 1900s.
Yeah.
Maybe 1908 or something like that.
What was their occupation?
My dad clerked in the store for Jack McNeil in Aldermere when he first came here.
Mm-hmm.
And then he bought a farm. Then he freighted from the riverboat from Hazleton right up to Topley.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
And your mother would just stay home and kept care of the kids in the house? That's what most mothers did back then.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of activities were they into when they weren't working?
Well,
like for fun?
Like entertaining?
Yeah.
Well, they used to go to dances. They used to send people out, jitneys out, with horses to bring people fires top. There weren't many women there that days. Sometimes the man had to dance with men.
Really?
Yeah.
It's funny. How old were your parents when they passed on?
Well, my mother, I believe, was 39, and my dad, he was 82.
Oh. Did he ever remarry?
No.
No?
No.
Just the birth of the parents, you wouldn't really know their birthday.
That's my parents?
Yeah.
I know the date of dad's birth.
Yeah.
August the 3rd, but I don't remember.
He's 83.
Well, he's been dead for a long time.
Yes, I know, but you take 83 from the year he was
diseased.
1880. Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That counts. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's right on.
No, but around there?
Mm-hmm.
What were the reasons for your mother passing away?
I wouldn't know.
No?
She didn't know them days.
Just an illness?
Well, she was sick. It could have been
anything.
Too pregnancy, I don't know. Some said, I heard different stories. So some said she had sugar diabetes, and I don't know.
And your father passed on just old age?
Or? Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember any family trips when you were low?
Family trips? I've only went to Vancouver once with my father. I was 18 then. That's the only trip I remember.
To go bar
hopping? No, I didn't go bar hopping.
You did so.
Oh, I lived alone, but
with your dad. With your dad.
Not the later in life, but he used to take us to dances at Round Lake, you know, picnics. We'd go fishing at different lakes.
Was your family really close?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where did your grandparents live when you were growing up?
My grandparents?
Yeah.
My grandfather, he was split up with his first wife passed away. And he remarried again when my father was just a small boy.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't work out. He came up here. started mining at Warren Creek.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Then my father, he came up when he was 14 years old. He came up with a guy in a canoe by the name of George Charles from Port Simpson, I think it was. And he said he worked his passage up and he helped him pass a mine till he got there. Then he was a bull cook and for a while in
camps
in Warren Creek. Then he saved up his money and went to Vancouver and took a business course for his education. And he seemed to learn pretty fast because he was pretty good at that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What kind of education was back then? What did they offer?
Well, I think that's what he only had grade four. And when he was through, I think he had a better education than he do now at the, when they graduated.
Probably.
Yeah.
It was just a school, you know,
yeah,
the schools.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Every single grade. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then you got a lot of bookkeeping at the store, too, mm-hmm. and all of that. Correct.
How many kids, like, from your grandparents?
I only know of one.
Yeah.
Well, you know, mean like my dad?
Yeah, your uncles.
He had two sisters. He had a brother, but the brother died, I think, of pneumonia at quite an early age.
Mm-hmm.
So he had two sisters. They lived a long age.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were way up in very close to 95.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's pretty rare for back then.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But like now, there's people who live to 104
mm-hmm.
and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
But
mm-hmm.
back then, it seemed like everyone was dying before 30 or something.
Yeah, 30. 40 was old age.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's so just young.
Mm-hmm.
What do you remember Smithers and Talk were looking like when you were growing up?
Well, it looked good to me.
Yeah. Must look huge now.
They didn't go to town very often when they were kids. So the Smithers had been way smaller than Talc was now when I was a kid. You go down the main street, you've got a creek running up one side of the street with little bridges over to each business place, and some of the kids were catching fish there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Gaffing?
Indians gaffing the fish? So Smithers was quite a big difference now than it was anyway.
Yeah, I've seen pictures of it back then, and it was just bush.
Yeah, the places are tore down and burnt down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's quite a difference.
Well, that in Calpa, the main street was solid on both sides, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you know, from the bridge
mm-hmm.
right down to where the town hall is.
A few small places, maybe caught fire. The largest highways to come down here, right along the side of the river, and make that short turn right by the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
That was the highway.
Yeah,
and, yeah, it went right through Talco, then through the Talco, and on into Smithers.
So you've lived in Talco all your life then?
Well, no, I lived on a farm most of my life, younger life anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I moved into Talco, I guess, when Bob was about 2 years old. Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I've been living in town here about 41 years, in this spot here.
Right in this house, too? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So this didn't belong to the town then. This used to be a dairy farm.
This was the
here.
Outskirts.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
And this side was all poplars, and we cleared it all and finally built a house.
My grandpa did that, too. He lives in Indaco.
Oh,
and
yeah.
In Indaco, he got this property, and he built it right up from the ground. And they just have a trailer on there.
Mm-hmm.
And their chicken coops and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But like my grandma really wants to live somewhere else in their dream homes before they go.
Mm-hmm.
But my grandpa, because he built it from the ground up, he just doesn't want to leave.
Uh-huh.
I guess it's the same thing here, right? Well, I guess you kind of get attached to things after you've had them for so long. So do you remember any, like, is there any things that happened when you were younger that really stand out in your mind? Remember?
What about the lake on the Sundays when all the people
were there? Oh, in the wintertime for fun, Roy, he was quite an organizer, right? Jane, we'd ride the horse, and we'd clear off the lake, you know, for make a skating rink.
Mm-hmm.
And we were doing that for 3 or 4 winters. People would come up from Smithers, I'd see sometimes 40 or 50 people there on a Sunday.
Should have charged admission.
And the Woodmere, they had a hockey team, and they used to play against Smithers from Telford.
What kind of people run the hockey team? Is there any known names that, like, that are still around?
I don't think there's any of them around that I know of.
I've had that list and I don't know what I did with
it. And I don't think, well, the names of a lot of them, they're all gone.
What about the Watson boys?
The Watson boys? Jay and them two were there.
They're pretty much into hockey. Yeah. Yeah. I know their grandson.
Yeah, they used to come to the lake and into them.
Even their grandchildren.
And McDonald's and none of them are left now.
I know McDonald.
The doctors gone, certainly gone. Pat Michelle had a tie camp and he had Neil Stewart working for him. He used to come too.
Oh yeah.
He was a good skater. He used to win the game, I think, for Woodman.
Tell her about the pads that Roy devised.
Oh yeah, well, we couldn't afford to buy
hockey gear.
No. We got some of Dad's old horse collars and horse pads. We got my sister, she was a pretty good seamstress, and she made them for him. Belly pad and the ones that skated, you know, they just had magazines stuck down in their socks.
Taped on.
Yeah.
I guess you guys didn't wear helmets or anything,
then,
eh?
No.
Hockey wasn't. I've seen an old game. It was from the 70s. 78, I think it was, and they didn't have helmets on. I shot, and I never knew that they didn't have to have helmets.
I've seen Bill Matthews get hit with a puck. Hit him right here, and knocked him right cold.
Well, he knocked all his teeth out, too, right?
Yeah, at least his teeth out.
Was the town, did they communicate fairly well?
The town?
Yeah, was it very close?
Yeah, you went with
people.
With the people? Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah.
Is it different for you guys now?
Well, that's much different now. Mm-hmm. You don't hardly know your next door neighbor now.
Mostly young people are moving into California.
Yeah.
That's when I was in the bush.
You know,
buying
those fancy houses.
Oh, yeah.
When I was a kid, I used to go to the show. You knew everybody in it.
What kind of movies do they have on there? Are they silent movies?
No.
No?
They had some talking. That's the start of the silent movies, yeah.
Yeah,
I've
seen some of those.
Chapman and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. The Ox used to put on a show for all the kids, right?
Sure.
And he'd come in and give all of us a bag of peanuts, and oranges. And I couldn't understand how the bad behavior was. These Smithers kids, they were throwing peanuts at each other, shells, you know, making hell of a mess.
Now it's different now. You can tell, like, even though Smithers and Telkwa are only 7 miles apart, you can tell who's from Telkwa and who's from Smithers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I was in high school, the teachers could tell which students were from which place, because the Telkwa kids were always so much
worse
than us. We were good compared to them.
Well, I wouldn't think it would make much difference, no.
You wouldn't think so, but it does. Mm-hmm. Like, I guess, since this is so much smaller, and they communicate a lot better with each other, so then they kind of get into their own little packs, and then they have to come to Smithers to go to school.
Mm-hmm.
They're still in their little packs.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that Telk is so much different than Smithers. I don't see the difference.
Mm-hmm.
It's too close to death,
isn't it? So how long have you been married?
Most of you. This is our second marriage for both. So about 28 years.
Yes. I'm getting married in 2 months.
Are you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Nels McIntyre. Mm-hmm. You know the McIntyres?
Mel McIntyre?
No. There's Myrtle McIntyre and Wally McIntyre.
The name is familiar to me.
There's a lot of the McIntyres. Like, there's Nels.
They're not one. They lived in Smithers at one time, aren't they?
There was another Myrtle McIntyre here.
Yeah, that's
right. She used to work at the Watson store.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Yeah, it's a totally different one.
Okay.
They lived in between Houston and Smithers.
Mm-hmm.
They moved here in the 60s, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So you just travel much?
Us?
Yeah.
Not too much anymore. Well, your skirts were out my room. People pass around turns in the old place.
Oh, I know. Everyone's invincible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So where'd you guys spend your honeymoon?
Right here.
In this house.
Yeah.
just can't get away from
no,
it.
No.
How many grandchildren do you have?
Thinking now, grandma's got
five, six.
Six, seven, eight, yes. Mm-hmm. Eight grandchildren.
You know the names?
Pardon?
What are the names?
Well, I'll start out with Randy's Aaron.
Pamela.
Yeah, Pamela. And the boy.
And Ryan.
And Ryan. Then Bob, who's his Brenda and
Charlene.
Then
Lisa, my, Jenny, and hers.
Yeah. And my youngest daughter and Courtney, I don't know what
she's one boy.
She has one boy that I don't even know.
Ryan.
We don't even write to each other, so we don't know.
No, you don't have very much contact with
them? No. But I'm sure it's from her and her mother split up.
Mm-hmm.
She took off the two girls, they kept the two boys. You know, and she poisoned him against her father. And that one she stayed poisoned, the other one came right up to find out, but she's a good friend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's weird. Most like nowadays, it seems like if parents split up, the girls go with the father and the
mm-hmm.
boys go with the mom.
No, I thought it was easier to handle the boys and the girls.
It's mostly now it's daddy's little girls.
Mm-hmm. So I had to walk out. I had to work out a lot, so
mm-hmm.
I couldn't be around home with them. I had to be really strict with them, but that didn't do much good.
No. Women are pretty good. I think, anyway.
Sure we are.
Well, we're more mature than men.
Special.
Yeah. We mature a lot faster. That's why we always go after older men.
Mm-hmm.